You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It is a Football Friday edition, and I call it the Hallelujah Friday edition of Cleveland Browns
Daily. Is that like the opposite of Therapy Monday?
It's the opposite.
At least Hallelujah Friday?
Yeah, because when we can say this stuff in January, you know, we'll see where things bring us in the fall. We hope as good as we feel right now, we feel the same then. And Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at, as you put it, First Energy Stadium, the new-look stadium with the new-look team, with the new-look head coach. And visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. We are expecting, and I'm going to double-check this right now. All right, so the latest update, Mike Pettine, the new head coach of the Browns, is going to join us on the show, and I just have been informed that it will be 2 o'clock. We were saying 1:45, but it'll be now at 2 p.m. You're going to hear from him. So looking forward to that, looking forward to also hearing from Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle. He will Telegram, Elyria Chronicle Telegram, covers the Browns. He'll give his insights on things. This coordinator hire, yeah, it's a big step and a big deal. What I like, though, is I don't see Mike Pettine as a guy who intends to coach with his back to the offense.
He said that yesterday, that he will, as a person who knows and runs a great defense, he knows what gives good defenses problems, and certainly will, you know, obviously the coordinator is going to get to do his job. But I think what we're going to see, and what's going to be, I think, one of the stark contrasts to the Rob Chudzinski era, will be a head coach that is calling the plays. He said he's going to call the plays, at least initially, on the defensive side of the ball. He will be a part of the offense. You got the sense last year, in many ways, that when he was the CEO, as we called it, you really had him at the top, but really Norv Turner was running the offense.
Yes.
And Ray Horton was running the defense. And while he was the head coach, he wasn't really running anything, it seemed, in terms of either side of the ball. Mike Pettine's going to be running the defense and will have his hand in it much more like a coach in that sense.
He led Rob Chudzinski was big on letting his lieutenants do their job. And he chose the CEO role and inserted himself when he had to. That can be a tougher thing. I think that's a tougher thing to do as a first-year coach when you're trying to establish your program than it is when you're already established, right?
Right.
And people know what you want
and what it's about.
And I think this coaching staff, including Norv Turner and Ray Horton, were kind of learning some things about Chudzinski going along. But in truth, the structure of the staff was these two veteran guys who had more coaching experience than Rob were going to run their respective sides of the ball, and Rob was going to step aside. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. We know you have got reactions to this coaching hire, and we want to hear from you on that. We're going to hear right now from John in Rocky River. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? I called the week before the Steelers game, and I brought up Misfit Island, and I started singing that song about Rudolph and the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all these coaches that they got, Chudzinski and Turner, and you guys defended them to a T, and they got fired a week later. Now you're saying this guy's going to bring them to the Super Bowl. Can you
Who said this guy was bringing them to the Super Bowl?
Well, you sound like it. You said that everything that this guy has done, this guy hasn't done anything.
Right, but who said he was bringing him to a Super Bowl?
You're acting like it.
How am I acting like it? How do you know how I'm acting? You're listening on it. Come on. John, be reasonable. We're not saying anything that's great. It's got to be proven. John.
You're paid by the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, we are, John, and we're giving objective opinion, and we're critical, and we're giving it. We give it all, buddy. We're giving it all. Now, don't, you know, you called up to say that. You wasted your time on the phone to make that point. To make John and Rocky River feel a little better. Because no one said anything about a Super Bowl. We're talking about the hire, and we're analyzing it. No, John, this is what we prefer. This sucks. The Browns screwed up. This was a mistake. Joe Banner and Jimmy Haslam should be ashamed of themselves for hiring this guy. John, does that make you feel better? Is your Friday better now that I said that? I'll say it for you, John. I'll say it for you.
We didn't
you.
Even yep. have Italian.
I don't think this guy's got a chance. He doesn't have a prayer. It's not going to happen. They're 0-16. John, is that what you wanted to hear? What did you want, John? I know you're not on the line anymore, but I hope you're listening. And just knock a few marbles out of your head and show just some level of intelligence when you're listening. That's what we present to you. It's an intelligent, analytical program. It's not a shout fest. But if you want that kind of garbage, frankly, you should listen to something else. But if that's where you're going, I mean, I'll give you that. Just if that makes you feel a little better going into the weekend,
The sad thing is, it's interesting if you listen to the show, we are very critical at times. We've handed out F minuses. We're both
John
sad to see Norv Turner
days.
Go. We were both sad about that.
Yeah.
And listen, Mike Pettine has done one thing, and he said it himself, and we said this is one of the things we liked about him. It's not about winning press conferences. It's about winning. It's a bottom-line business. There's nothing that he can say. There's nothing that you can say. There's nothing that I can say right now. Right. It's going to come down to winning in September. But because we have a job to speak about this, we will talk about it and offer our opinions. And if you also listened to the show, John, you would have known that as of a couple weeks ago, once we dug in and did our research, we both liked Mike Pettine when it was very unclear who was going to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, and thought it had a good opportunity to come in here and be a leader, and he brought what I hoped he would bring at the beginning. That's it, bottom line. So, John, I would like to give to you a very special Friday. Good day, sir.
Yeah, John, that was a
weak.
Really good call.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, no. Yeah. Anyway, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850.
And I also want to apologize
bring it
for
to
being
you straight,
optimistic but at the beginning of Rob Chudzinski's tenure. I want to apologize for being optimistic about it. And obviously, as the season went on, the criticisms grew, and you knew something was missing, something was lacking.
I'm not apologizing for anything, period, that we're
that's
saying
right,
and that
Notorious.
We're doing. This is not about
right.
apologies, and we're not apologists. Right. If you listen to the damn show and really listen, take the
we're
wax out of your
fair.
Ear. Again, knock out the marbles. You might right. actually learn something.
Right.
That's part of it.
There you go.
Okay, so at
2 p.m., learning tree.
2 p.m., you're going to hear from the head coach of the Browns. He is Mike Pettine. Yes, he's going to take the Browns to the Super Bowl because that's how we feel about this, right?
I certainly hope he does.
I hope
what everybody wants.
I hope so, too, but I'm not an idiot enough to say that.
And he said he will not be making guarantees like that either,
Mark,
like his predecessor.
Mark in East Cleveland. Mark, please, no marbles in the head. What do you got, bud?
And the truth, I got to follow that one up. Man,
yeah, you do.
Right now, listen, it should be an easy follow-up for you, depending on what you say,
yeah,
right?
Take a deep breath. Okay.
No, the breath has been taken. Just bring something smart to the table. That's all
right.
I ask. I'm not asking for much.
All right. First of all, I'm happy with the hiring because I'm a fan. I just want to win. It doesn't matter
sure.
who really they have a day. I want to win. That's the bottom line. But at the same time, I want to give a break, a little bit of slack, because when they hired Chudzinski, he was a fourth choice. He wasn't their first choice. They wanted Kelly. So they didn't have to lower their standards, but that's who they ended up with, and they dealt with it. But another thing I give my break on, because we haven't heard a lot of back behind closed door stuff about how they didn't get along with Chud as far as once he made Whedon his quarterback opposed to giving Hoyer a legit shot. So I would say give the regime a break, lightweight, and wish them well, man. Thanks for taking my call.
You got
right,
it.
Bro,
thank you. Yeah, I think that we're going to see, to me, if it sounds like we're going to get a guy who's got is open to competition. He's praised Brian Hoyer for his intangibles that he's bringing to the table. That's good. But will this team go and get a quarterback? We've already said yes, they will. There'll be a competition. And if people are held accountable, the best players will, in fact, play, which is going to be very, very good for the Cleveland Browns. Let's go now to Mark in Massillon. Mark, welcome to CBD.
How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I like the hiring. I was reading up on Pettine. That's how you pronounce his name.
Yes.
Is that
yep.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Last week I was hoping they would get him, and I got my wish. One thing that I'm impressed by him is, unlike the Browns faltered at the end of the year. Buffalo seemed to step it up at the end of the year, beating some playoff teams that were trying to get into the playoffs, and they helped eliminate them. And it seems like, Buffalo was playing at the end of the year, and Cleveland was going the opposite way at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think this, his impact on that defense in Buffalo really can't be understated. I mean, they were the second-ranked team in terms of sacks. They had some talent there, but Mario Williams was a highly touted free agent. But I give Mike Pettine and his system, his scheme, a lot of the credit for bringing the level of play up to of that front seven. I think that's the type of impact, again, you're looking for here, too.
Yeah, and listen, that's exactly what you're hoping for. He's going to continue that going forward and continue that momentum. And listen, they were also number four in DVOA among defenses, 27th the year before. So that's another good thing. And for people who talk about where Mike Pettine ranked as a choice, know this. The Browns did not offer anybody else the head coaching job to the best of our knowledge.
Right.
And
correct.
I think we have pretty good knowledge on that.
Yeah.
They did not call.
Pulling yourself out of the running is not the same as turning the job down, and that's how that's been described.
And, quote, pulling yourself out of the running and then calling back and wanting to get back in the
Josh McDaniels,
doesn't mean that you were the top choice and you rejected the Browns. That's not what happened. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, as we proceed here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Good day, sir.